This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and not, and about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight on Thursday. That meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings and the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just over a month ago, along with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles for less than a year. Thousands of black activists from across the United States plan to hold a virtual convention at the end of the summer to produce a new political agenda that builds on the protests that followed George Floyd's death. Organizers of the gathering shared their plans with the Associated Press on Wednesday ahead of an official announcement. Los Angeles leaders have voted to slash the police department budget by $150 million. The city council approved the change Wednesday that will reduce the number of LAPD officers to a level not seen for more than a decade and provide services and programs for communities of color. It comes amid nationwide demands to shift money away from law enforcement agencies during Americans' reckoning over police brutality. This is